Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Thursday, June 5th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Broadway's Harry Potter and the Cursed Child will be welcoming a familiar face to its cast later this year. Tom Felton will be joining the show as Draco Malfoy, reprising the role he played on screen in all 8 Harry Potter movies. He becomes the first actor from the film series to join the stage production. This will also mark his Broadway debut. In a statement, Felton said, "Being a part of the Harry Potter films has been one of the greatest honors of my life. Joining this production will be a full circle moment for me, because when I begin performances in Cursed Child this fall, I'll also be the exact age Draco is in the play. It's surreal to be stepping back into his shoes, and of course his iconic platinum blonde hair, and I am thrilled to be able to see his story through and to share it with the greatest fan community in the world. I look forward to joining this incredible company and being a part of the Broadway community." His limited engagement lasts from November 11th to March 22nd. Draco is currently being played by Aaron Bartz. Felton's replacement will be announced later. Tickets for Felton's run go on sale June 12th at 11 a.m. Eastern. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child continues its New York run at the Lyric Theater. In extension news, Sunset Boulevard has announced it is going to stay one more week on Broadway. Being hailed as its final extension, performances will now continue through July 20th at the St. James Theater. The hit revival starring Nicole Scherzinger is nominated for 7 Tony Awards this weekend, including Best Revival of a Musical. And John Proctor is the Villain is extending their run once again to August 31st. It is also nominated for 7 Tonys, including Best Play. Current cast member Sadie Sink will play her final performance in the show on July 13th. Her replacement will be announced sometime next week. John Proctor is the Villain runs at the Booth Theater. Josh Groban will be hosting this year's National High School Musical Theater Awards, set for June 23rd at the Minskoff Theater. This is the singer-songwriter's second time hosting the event. Known more familiarly as the Jimmys, this 16th annual ceremony will once again serve as a showcase for high school musical theater students from all over the country. Per Broadway World, each participating regional awards program awards top honors to 2 local student performers and sponsors travel to New York City for them to participate in the Jimmy Awards. At the Jimmy ceremony, a panel of judges will bestow awards and scholarships, including the awards for Best Performance by an Actor and Best Performance by an Actress. Over 80 Jimmy alumni have appeared on Broadway and in national touring productions through the years, with others pivoting to robust careers in film, music, and television. The event will be available to stream for free on the Jimmy Awards YouTube page beginning at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on the 23rd. It will remain available online through the 26th. And finally today, some new music just released. A new single from Dead Outlaw, the Tony-nominated Best Musical. Inside the District has a first listen of lead actor Andrew Durand performing the raucous number Killed a Man in Maine. Warning, this audio clip contains some coarse language. The full song is now streaming. You can hear it and 7 others released in early May wherever music can be found. As previously announced, Audible plans to release the entire musical from start to finish at some point in October. Dead Outlaw runs at the Long Acre Theater. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.